Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. A few months after his questions to Prabhupada in Calcutta, Pancha Dravida approached him in Bombay and handed him a piece of paper saying, "I wrote this song." "All right," said Prabhupada, "just leave it here and I'll look at it later." Pancha Dravida thanked Srila Prabhupada and started to leave the room when suddenly Prabhupada spoke again. "Here, let me see that." Prabhupada then looked at the words to Pancha Dravida's song and said, "So you can sing this?" "Yes, Srila Prabhupada," said Pancha Dravida. "I have a guitar." Prabhupada then asked Pancha Dravida to get the guitar and sing along with Prabhupada and his servant. Prabhupada took the mridanga on his lap, his servant played kartalas, and Pancha Dravida began strumming chords to accompany his own singing of his original devotional song. 5,000 years ago, on this very day, a small blue boy made his way into this dark and troubled land, into this dark and troubled world. The men rushed by on their charging steeds, looking for the child who would one day kill the king. Looking for the child who will one day kill the king. "Nanda Maharaja, I can find 32 auspicious symptoms on the body of your son. I'm wondering how this child could have taken his birth in the family of cowherd men. How this child could have taken his birth in the family of cowherd men." Prabhupada smiled and enjoyed the song along with his disciples. Outside Prabhupada's room, one of the devotees told Pancha Dravida that he should consider this the perfection of his guitar playing career and that he could now forget about the guitar. Pancha Dravida held on to his guitar for another month or so. However, although it wasn't much appreciated by the other brahmacharis, then one day he decided to give it up. Although it was a $200 guitar, he accepted $5 for the guitar and case and sold it to another devotee musician. The same guitar then became part of further interaction with Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. The new owner of the guitar, an American disciple, had been causing considerable trouble for the devotee community because of his violent temper, and almost all the devotees were apprehensive of his presence. Prabhupada heard different complaints and one day called the devotee before him. "You sing so nicely," said Srila Prabhupada. "Why don't you and your wife just travel all over the world singing to attract people to Krishna consciousness?" Greatly encouraged, the devotee soon left Mayapur. On the authority of Srila Prabhupada, he walked off singing with his guitar. Although the Shastras say that no one can know the mind of the Acharya, and although Prabhupada never said that he had sent away a troublesome devotee by suggesting that he travel and sing, nevertheless, most of the devotees in Mayapur could not help but appreciate how Prabhupada was masterfully solving problems. Thank you. Hare Krishna.